So here's a question. You got a Hollywood actor you're obsessed with?
A lot of people, you can sort of see them. They're not really listening. They're not within in the thing, in between the lines. And you can see them start thinking about their next line. Just a subtle little thing. Not Harry. You watch him in between the lines. He is there. Whatever there needs to be, he's there.
That's director David Lynch talking about the brilliance of an actor named Harry. And here's a singer named Harry, Debbie Harry of Blondie, obsessed with that same actor, who she calls Harry Dean.
I wanna dance with Harry Dean, drive through Texas in a black limousine.
It was about me in Paris, Texas, and I didn't realize at the time what a great accolade he was giving me.
He found out about the song, or somebody told him about it. And then, so we had, of course, then to meet.
Those are clips from the new documentary film Harry Dean Stanton, Partly Fiction, a journey through one of the most illustrious film careers of a living actor in our time. The film opens in theaters in New York today and in select cities on September 27th. The film's director is Sophie Huber. Both Huber and the star of this doc, veteran actor of more than 180 films, Harry Dean Stanton, join us in the studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
I didn't know I shared my obsession with Harry Dean Stanton with Debbie Harry and David Lynch. I'm thrilled to learn that, Harry Dean Stanton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Let's talk just for a moment about your perspective as a Hollywood actor. You've worked with Scorsese, Arthur Penn, Wim Wenders, Robert Altman, John Hughes.
Alfred Hitchcock.
John Huston, Frank Darabont. I mean, as well as Jack Nicholson and all of the major actors of your generation.
Yeah.
What kind of a window does that give you on the world of American culture and just filmmaking?
The big picture. I see the big picture.
And you know, it's if we're talking about Paris, Texas, which clip from that film was was the music that came into this segment. I mean, you're really able to see so much of the development of the American character, this kind of soft-spoken, perhaps burning with anger character that you've so often played.
I'm not following what you're asking.
Well, you've really played a character that everyone can recognize in American films.
Yeah, I play myself.
Is that what attracted you to this project, Sophie?
Yeah, that was one part, but also the music. I think Harry Dean is an incredible singer, and he hasn't recorded many songs except from a few soundtrack albums that he was on. And that was the beginning of it all, really.
How long have you been a musician?
Since I was 6 years old, I started singing at home. When the family would leave the house, I would get up on a stool and sing. Then I sang in high school glee clubs and college and the Navy glee club. And then I sang with bands. I've had my own band, and I've been singing all along.
Were you surprised to become an actor and not a singer as a performer?
Surprised? No. I did a play in college. I knew that's what I wanted to do. But I've managed to do both of them. And so I haven't pursued the music as much as I could have. I've avoided the mainstream and to my own detriment, as success-wise, anyway.
Have you deliberately? Well, I mean, everyone can recognize you. I mean, that's a mark of success, but I guess you would have a different net worth than Jack Nicholson, who you've worked with. But have you avoided success deliberately? No.
I'm in the Eastern line of thought. I have nothing to do with it. Everything evolves the way it evolves, and it's just what is at the moment.
So a kind of Hollywood Buddhism with a little bit of country music in there as well.
Yeah, all of the above, yeah.
How hard was it to get people to talk about Harry Dean Stanton for this film?
Well, it was hard to get Harry Dean Stanton talking about himself.
Yeah, I know we're having that trouble yeah. ourselves right here today, but I think that's one of the that's what we love.
We're having trouble?
No. You're kind of a Yoda character, you know. Oh, wise Harry Dean, tell us how we should go.
Oh, Harry Dean, that's what Bob De Niro calls me.
Really? Oh, Harry Dean? So continue.
Yeah, it wasn't hard really to get the other people to talk about him. In fact, David Lynch and Debbie Harry and even Sam Shepard, they agreed before Harry Dean agreed to do the documentary.
Is that right?
So it sort of helped to, you know, get him a little more enthused.
What do you think his career and this film says about America, about success, about celebrity, about so many things that really are posed in this, but not definitively answered in any way? What do you think?
Well, I think that will be up to the people who see the film. It's hard for me to say that. For me, it's... I kind of like that because I had to find a way to portray somebody who doesn't want to be portrayed in a sort of a way that's more inside his head than explaining him from the outside.
And in a sense, are you doing the Paris, Texas documentary of Harry Dean Stanton in the way that Wim Wenders used your face and your soft-spokenness to portray an amazing place so long ago?
Well, somebody said it is like a sequel to Paris, Texas.
Really?
Which is, you know, that's a nice thing to hear, of course.
So what are you doing next? Sequel to, you know, Alien 6, Harry Dean?
I haven't a clue at the moment.
Do you pick your projects? Do they just come to you?
Whatever comes up, I look at. If I like it and resonate with it, I do it.
You think you'll do another documentary?
No, I have no clue.
Not about yourself, anyway.
No, it is all written.
De Niro calls you Harry Dean.
Oh, Harry Dean.
Oh, Harry Dean. What's Nicholson call you?
Snap.
How about Scorsese?
From Snap, Crackle and Pop on the Rice Krispies base.
Is that right?
Said I look like Snap.
He says you look like Snap. Where did that come from?
Rice Krispies box.
Well, yeah, but what project was that on?
There's no project.
Just working together, yeah.
They live together, too.
We used to live together years ago, yeah.
No kidding.
Before he got started, yeah.
He'll still take your calls?
Oh, yeah. He calls me.
Harry Dean Stanton, actor in more than 180 films. Sophie Uber, director of the new documentary, Harry Dean Stanton, Partly Fiction, which opens today in New York?
Today in New York and on Friday in L.A. and on the 27th nationwide.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.